In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear friends and family, and especially you, Marie. Life is a gift from God. Life is a tremendous gift from God, which we often take for granted until it is taken away from us. We cannot create life. God must give it. And by grace, he has given it to us. He didn't have to give it to us, but he has. And he even takes care and sustains this life. Our times are in his hands, not in the hands of any doctors or even in our own hands. He determines the length of our days. He determines the quality of our life. So even though our quality of life may not be exactly what we wish it were, God still is blessing us. He still has given us many joys and pleasures. Most of you know better than I the tremendous blessings that God had given to Bob. A large family, friends, and the chief of which a loving and faithful wife. And this makes death all the more cruel, for these things are all left here behind with us. Yes, there were arguments in the marriage, but what marriage doesn't go through its ups and downs? There were long days at work, sleepless nights, disputes with family and with friends. But now no more. The joys that God had given far outweighed the sorrows, and so Bob persevered, holding on to the good things that God had given. Now no more. No more pain. No more poking or prodding. No more pills. No more heartbreak. No more walker. Bob is free. In death, God has set Bob free. He has turned this greatest of evil into the greatest good for Bob. It is hard for us to see death as being better than physical life on this earth. But St. Paul says it is better to depart and be with Christ. We do much to keep our lives here on this earth, and rightly so. God has blessed us with medicine and pills, of which it would be foolish to ignore. It's a tremendous gift of God. But those things cannot keep us alive forever. Far better to agree with the blessed apostle that death is even better than the physical love of a faithful wife. God had kept Bob here, holding him in his hands, and at just the right time, he called him home. And so we should not think that Bob is missing out on anything here, the marriages of grandchildren or great-grandchildren. We should not think that Bob is missing this place. We should not mourn for Bob. Neither should we weep for him. Yes, we should weep, rightly so, but not for him. Death is cruel, death hurts, but it doesn't hurt the one who has died, it hurts us who are left behind. And so we do not weep for him. We weep that we are not with him, where he is. We miss him. Death has separated us from him. No longer can we pick up the phone and talk to him, stop by to sit on the porch with cigar in hand, or sit at the round table after the divine service and have a donut and a cup of coffee. We miss him. But we have not gathered here this day to simply remember the good times we had with Bob. Neither are we here to celebrate his life and all the good that he did. Neither have we gathered here to remember what a good man he was, though he certainly was that. But we have gathered here to celebrate his death, for he died in peace. I'm not talking about the way that he went peacefully in his sleep. But those who die in Christ die in peace, regardless of the manner of death. And so to say it simply, we have come here this day to celebrate not Bob, but Christ. How he loved Bob. How he was faithful to Bob. How he remembered Bob in life and most certainly in death. And how he saved Bob by his cross. And so now Bob rests in the tender arms of his loving divine Savior, who died in agony so that he could die in peace. Christ didn't simply deal with the symptoms of sin the way that doctors do. He went to the very root. He ripped out all sin by his cross. Death is cruel because it's the consequence of sin. All men live and all men die because all men are sinners. Bob was no different. And neither are you and I any different. Your time will come. Your time will come when people will gather to mourn your departure. But understand that you rest solely in God's hands. That your life was not determined by you, it was given by God. And at just the right time, he will call you home. Doctors cannot keep you alive forever. Pills abound, but there is no pill for death. But we turn to our physician of life, the one who can remove sin. The one who died on his cross to take away the sins not only of Bob and you and me, but the sins of the whole world. The one who opened the gates of heaven so that all who believe in him might pass through with joy and gladness. Christ has set Bob free to live in that Jerusalem the golden. Streets are paved with gold. For those who die in Christ will live. They will live. And so we do not fear death. We detest it. We loathe it. It is a puny, worthless thing that can only separate us, but that's all it can do. It can only separate us, and only for a brief time. It is not eternal. It is not the end of anything. And so we do not talk about Bob in the past tense of what he was, but of what he is. For those who die in Christ are still alive, even this very day. We do not fear death. We do not exalt it. We do not give it its due. For Christ has rendered it powerless. He has destroyed it once and for all by his cross. He has removed death's teeth. He has overcome it. He has crushed it so that those who die in Christ might live. This life is a gift from God, this new life. We cannot create it, even as we could not create our own physical life on earth. God must give it. And many years ago, in the waters of holy baptism, God gave it to Bob. There was his death. There he died with Christ, and there he was raised to a new and eternal life, a life that would never end, and a life that God promised. He swore on an oath that he would give to him, and now he enjoys. Week after week, God sustained that life, not by giving him more pills to take, but by giving him his son's body and blood, the true feast of immortality, the true medicine that cures the body and the soul. And so right here, right now, as we speak, Bob is alive. He must be. For Christ is not the God of the dead, but he is the God of the living. He is alive. He is not dead. He is alive with Christ in heaven, and though his body is scattered out, even that too will someday be reunited, put back together in the same way that it was, and join him in those realms of heaven. Then he will stand upright and tall, all on his own, to glorify and praise his God forevermore, as body and soul. He's still the man that you knew and loved, even on this day. The same eyes, the same voice, the same smile. The same look. But now he is free. Now he has been made perfect in every way. He is free from pain. He is free from sorrow. He is free from worry. He is free to live with Christ. Because God is faithful. Not because he was such a good guy, but because God is faithful. And he will be faithful to you as well. Yes, our tears still flow. They must. But has not Christ removed all bitterness from them? Yes, we still mourn. Our hearts feel empty, but has not Christ lifted us up? Yes, we still miss him. But is not Christ with us always to carry us to those same realms of heaven whose streets are paved with gold? We will continue to mourn, and rightly so. But we do not wish that he were back here with us in pain. We wish that we are where he is in heaven. We want to be with him in that glory, not traversing this earth. Death is cruel, death hurts. There's no mistaking that. But because of Christ, we shall not fear it. We shall face it boldly, even as Bob did. We will stand firm and strong, trusting solely in our Savior, for he is our rock, he is our fortress. He will never leave us or forsake us, but remains with us always, even into the very end of the age or the end of our life, whichever comes first. So you see how God turns the greatest evil into the greatest good. And so we rightly confess with St. Paul, to live is Christ, a tremendous gift of God, this life on earth. But to die is gain. Bob now enjoys eternal pleasures which you cannot possibly even begin to imagine, much less comprehend. And so to you, you who believe in Christ, will join your beloved husband and father, brother and friend. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.